going one up top. We're going one up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going one up top. We're going one up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. Bohemians kept marching on in the Premier Division, and this week we look forward to a much anticipated FAI Cup quarter final. Club Orange and many other things been over the years, Pete, no matter what you call it or what we anyone wants to call it, it will always be the old FA Cup that we'll always want to win, isn't it?
FAI Cup with the juicy bits in it this year, yeah, that's the one we want to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we kick off, just again, this podcast is once more sponsored by McMover's Moving For You, Dublin's most trusted moving services. If you need a reliable mover in Dublin, their top-rated team of delivery drivers give high, excellent quality results that saves time, energy and money. Give them a contact today, mcmovers.eu. Be sure to ask for him and he will look after you without a doubt. Mention your Bulls fan. Pete, Bohemians, we're moving on our flocks this weekend. We're on our way to... over the way to Inchicore, some plenty of in that home end of the comic. But before we go there, we'll rewind a little bit back to last Friday, and it was Sligo home in Dalyman Park. Just before you were going into the stadium, I had a fear that maybe this could be a bit of a potential banana skin. Nothing that we would normally lose over the years, it would normally be the outcome leading into this game. But it was 3-0, it was a victory. What was your assessment of it?
I loved it. I enjoyed every minute of it. Very seldom you get to go to Daly Mount and you pick up the 3 points in such comfort. But not only that, like it was liquid football for about 20-25 minutes there, you know. The first goal, I nearly jumped out of my skin. It was brilliant to watch right down in our little corner as well. It was brilliant to watch, and then the second goal and then Flores's goal, but it just never comes that easy, really, does it? We always tend to do it the hard way. But it was nice to be able to have the halftime pint, have a few nice embraces, chat away, and then ramble out for the second half and just not be stressed out of your being. It was great. And then obviously we had the Patrick's swing in our direction as well. So it was a great night, a very enjoyable night. And again, you have that bittersweet feeling walking out of the ground that the countdown is well and truly on. But no, thoroughly enjoyed myself on Friday. It was great.
Yeah, it does have that bit of a partisan atmosphere with a few games to go. But as you said, there's that bit of a bitterness in it as well, knowing that we're going to be out there very, very soon. So we did say a couple of weeks ago that we had hoped that, you know, there's 5 Premier Division games left in Dalyman Park. Just go and win all 5. We don't give a fuck what happens on the road.
Yep.
We did say that. Friends, you probably should still take that now. There is a bit of an outside chance of Bohemian horse bolting in from the back to a bit of a title charge. I'm sure we'll discuss that in due course. But it was 2-0 at halftime. Me and Pat Dunne did come on and say 3-0 last week. Did we stick any money? We did not. But yeah, Pete, it was just great to go in 2-0 at halftime. I think it was. And just
3-0,
to be able to, it was 3, sorry, yeah, 3-0. We got to work out before the break. And, you know, just to be able to go out in that second half, not have to worry. You kind of know Sligo are a bit of a beating docket at this stage. It looks like they're unfortunately going to meet their makers in the first division.
Oh, yeah,
just probably one thing I was a bit disappointed, Pete, maybe was that there was no run out for Paddy Madden that we probably would have liked to see, that to give him that 20-30 minutes a bit of sharpness, especially with what's coming up.
Yeah, and you'd have to think that if he didn't get a run out there, he's not going to play parts on Saturday. But geez, it was a perfect chance to give him a game. I don't know whether he's carrying a knock or whether he's not match fit or not 100% fit, but so there's only one way you're going to find out, and it would have been a perfect opportunity to give him a game. But I just thought we were fantastic as well. I thought it was a real professional performance. And even then, I suppose, you know, you'll always find when you go 3-0 up at half-time, it's hard to maintain that or hard to keep a clean sheet. Sligo will go at you. They've nothing to lose down at that stage. But that they threw at us, we just dealt with comfortably. And like, I know Sligo are where they are, but they're a dangerous team. Like, they scored goals on the road. They scored goals in Talca. They scored goals in Tala. So it was great
scored
to get the clean sheet
Dalymount
as well. Scored goals in Dalymount, yeah. And our recent record, as we all know, hasn't been great. But yeah, it was a really, really good night. And it sets us up lovely for what's to come, you know.
Yeah, most certainly. Was one of those good nights in the Dalymount where it was nearly cheerful and gleeful from start to finish. Few far between in our lifetimes. But
yeah.
Again, I did think it was a bit bizarre. Madden never really got a run out. I'm really happy to see that Zane Myers is being given legs to stretch. I think he's going to be crucial in our remaining games, particularly as I think we touched on last week. If we do end up in that Aviva pitch, you know, that pitch is as big as any in the country. Those legs could be used, and you know, it's good to have that bit of a squad there now. Everyone seems to be fit. I know Sam Todd is carrying a knock, but you know, there's probably week by week we've only got a game every week. We'll have that Rovers game on the Monday. That's being rescheduled to the 12th of October. Other than that, I
That
think we've got a
confirmed, is
full.
it, for the 12th of October?
Yeah, that can go confirmed this afternoon or this evening, I should say. Really is all cylinders go now and have a good stab at the running, whether that be a cup. See what pressure you can put Rovers on. Or, Jesus, they're the dream of a repeat of 2001, which I think no one really truly believes in.
Listen, all we can do is look after our own business, like. You know, I'd love if we just gave them a fright, even, like, you know, and made it and got the 12th of October in within touching distance, you know. I think that'd definitely be success based on how the season has panned out. But you seen it with Pats last year. They got a real lift off their European campaign, and it seems that
Shells
we're going
too.
in that direction as well. Shells as well, so.
Shells were, bear in mind, I think Shells were about 7 points behind us, and we had a game or two in hand over them going into Europe. And like we completely and utterly fluffed and blew it, like where they
Yeah.
managed to overtake us. I think when after the Duff left and O'Brien came in, they got that good spell in Europe, and they just were like a steam train after Europe, and they more or less won every game to the end of the season. And you'd
Yeah,
like to think there's a bit of
absolutely.
balls in that.
Like, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that Shells take something off Rovers on Friday night, you know, and I suppose it's definitely at the stage now whereby we can say with a bit of conviction, I hope Shells take three off them, you know, because they're definitely in the rear view mirror now after last weekend. So Rovers a couple of tough games. They've got to Inchicore as well. We've been good in Tala at times, so could be interesting for a few weeks. As I said, I don't think anyone's going to expect us to go on and win the league. But it's a shot to nothing, and we should you know, be thinking that we're in with a shout, and we should be thinking that, listen, we can go and give Rovers a fright. All is not well in their camp. We know that. They're not firing, and it'd be interesting to see how they react to a little bit of pressure. They would have been looking at our result on Friday night. We know that for a fact, saying these bastards are at it, you know what I mean? So just put the pressure on them and see where it goes from there. Bradley doesn't tend to deal well with pressure. They've won leagues at a canter. And when it was really tight, nip and tuck, you know, in the early days with Dundalk, they didn't seem to come out on top, didn't come out on top against Shells. So just put them under a little bit of pressure and see where that brings us. But it really would be something else.
Yeah, there's definitely a that definitely maybe not on the ropes yet, but there's definitely a bit of uncertainty, and I'd imagine a bit of nervousness around Tala. Like if Pats had won the weekend against Waterford, and they obviously lost 2-0, you'd really that'd be two of us nearly breathing down their neck, and that might make a bit of added pressure. Bradley would have been delighted to see that Pats are being beaten. Took a little bit of pressure off them going into this the week the game on Sunday, but. Again, if they manage to only pick up a point even against Shares, and I wouldn't mind. Like, personally, I don't fancy John Martin as the Shares manager. I think I said this since day one that I just don't think he's a personality, but he's going to have to get a result somewhere because I don't think he's won a league game yet, has he? Under them, I know they got a win in Europe. I think that's basically been it since he came in.
Beat Dundalk.
May have beaten Dundalk narrowly, yeah. But even drawn last week in Galway, you know, they had a couple of weeks off, expecting to give a good go. You know, put the pressure on us for that Torquay spot. Now we've got what 7 games to go in the league, and you know, there's no pressure on us for qualifying for Europe now. That Torquay spot is signed, sealed, and delivered. Really, in terms of, you know, there's no one going to make up 10 points. I think Shares are 12 or 15 behind us. I'm not exactly. You should have the table here in front of me, but they're not catching us like people. Not in
Yeah,
any
no.
which world. Like, if they'd have to win nearly all the matches, we'd have to nearly lose all the matches. It's not going to happen at this stage, and I'm sure they're probably more worried about Dundalk, who are 5 points clear of them at the minute.
Yeah, like just looking at the fixtures there. So obviously Pats will take care of itself, but then we've Galway away and Drogheda at home, and then that will go into the big weekend. Like that's Dundalk on the Friday night away, and Rovers away on the Monday night. Did you say the 12th of October, is it?
12th of October, yeah.
could stay in the race. If you could win your two games before Dundalk, and then Rovers were to drop a couple of points and make it very interesting that weekend, you know.
Personally, I fancy Pats to beat them anyway. They've beaten Pats in the league three times. I don't see them down the four in a row. And rarely happens with any team over any other team, regardless. I think Pats will beat them. I think that's an Inchicore as well. Maybe a mistake, but I think Pats will stop the Ross, certainly. I don't think they lose against Rovers four times in the season. Very rarely you get a team.
Probably
That was
dependent
only.
on what happens on Saturday as well. Like if we're to turn them over on Saturday, they'll probably limp over the line. If they can
The
get them
chance of
over
that,
some
but
Friday, yeah.
you think about it, as long as you're going, or even if you go to the 10 team league, for as long as we've been supporting Bows over what 2015, 2017, that was 10 year team league. How many times have either Bows, Pats, or Bows Rovers or Pats beaten you there four times over the course of a season? It just doesn't happen. Laws
Yeah.
of averages will tell you that it won't happen. So I don't think Rovers will win that game against Pats. So let's say, for argument's sake, they get 2 points there. And you're looking at them, say, being seven clear of us, and we then have to go and win that game in Galway. You win that, there's four in it. You should be expecting to be trotted at home. There could still be four in it then. For example, if Rovers do win the next game, I think they've done Dock the next game after that. So then you're going into Tallaght potentially 4 points behind, you know, and the tail is wagging.
Yeah, it's a big ask, but
It's a big
listen,
ask,
as I
there's no
said,
question about it.
it's great to be looking forward as opposed to backwards. And I suppose if they're beating Sligo's we the first time all season, then I've said to myself, I think we're home and hosed for Europe. Probably come back to bite us in the bollocks, you know. But I think we're nearly there. Would have to be some swing of results across the table for that not to happen. So yeah, the pressure's off to a certain extent. I suppose the Daily Mail thing will probably bring a certain amount of pressure as well because everyone's going to be so, you know, up for these last few games. But good position to be in, and you want to be involved in big games, even if it's, you know, it's you're looking at the Rovers results and hoping that, you know, the unlikely happens. But to be in with a squeak, is all we ask for at the start of the season. And yeah, it's going to be an enjoyable few weeks, one way or the other, you know.
Yeah, and there was obviously a big fuck up in the Rovers camp not getting to Europe. So you just wonder how all this will affect it. Obviously, me and Pat were on last week talking about it. It's obviously going to affect the finance. They'll probably run a deficit 2 or 3 million, which they can probably afford that. They're going to probably sell off one or two, but certainly won't be able to afford that every year or probably even next year on top of that. I don't know. I think Bradley looks a bit, he's having a go with the media because they're having a go with them, rightly so. You know, Lincoln Imps qualified for the Europa Conference League. So if they've managed, I know they managed to beat Larne, but if they can manage to do it, like I know Bradley was saying about, oh, you know, the team have the right, we've been good in Europe, we've been bad in Europe, but we got knocked out by three teams in three leagues ranked below them. It's, I don't know, I think there could be one or two results in a way from a bit of an implosion.
I
Obviously, that
think
would.
that yeah, he's not the most popular man up there. I think there's a split there regardless, and it's not down to on the field performances. It's down to some of the off the field stuff that's going on as well. But like that new format has lended itself to them qualifying for a couple of group stages. There's no doubt about it. I mean, like they had a great win against Santa Clara. Other than that result, they should be qualifying. They should be getting to those group stages. It's not an achievement, you know, like it was when they beat Partizan Belgrade to get to a group stage anymore. The pathway is there, so it's a huge failure on their behalf. And he's just so prickly. Like any sort of criticism that comes his way, he just cannot handle it, you know. So that's why I'm saying if we can put real pressure on, it'll just make for an interesting couple of weeks. Which, yeah, it's going to be a big hole in their finances for next year. How they
Yeah.
make it up, who knows? But we might have to get Chippy on and talk through who they're going to have to buy and sell next year.
I did get a nice message off Chippy last Thursday and they got knocked out. A paraphrase was, I will enjoy my fucking steak tonight. That's exactly what he said. So, yeah, maybe there is a bit of light at the end of the this grim, dark Shamrock Rovers fucking black tunnel we've been down probably since 2019 20.
I think there's probably a bit of fatigue there with them as well. Like you know that the success breeds that. Like you can see the supporters are tired. Again, while the new format is great for them, they're probably playing so many European games that it's just taking the gloss off it a little bit. Like you see how up for it, you know, ourselves, Shells, Even Pats are, you know, when it's real jeopardy, like you lose and you're gone. That trapdoor thing, it's hard to get your head around. Now, sure, listen, if we don't lose tonight, if we don't win tonight, we've another chance next week and another chance the week after.
Oh, absolutely.
Just.
There's definitely, in terms of the crowds, I don't think I'm sticking out, but this is kind of a victim of your own success. Like this, I said, I know it's easy just to slag them in a 10,000-seater stadium, like getting 4,000 or 5,000 at games. But, like, surely, like, even you think about the Dubs winning in the 2000 and the 2000s, the crowds in GA just dwindled, especially with Dublin games. There's no jeopardy there.
Yeah.
So you need competition to keep it going, even when Rangers left the league a few years ago. Like, Celtic attendance was awful a lot of time for home games over the years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, there is this probably opportunity now. It could be a bit of a sliding doors moment. Hopefully we can take it. It'll probably be our best chance now for another couple of years to maybe, well, I'm not going to say we're in the league, but certainly, put it up to them, given that we are leaving Daily Mount.
Yeah, well, that's the only caveat there, like we to leave obviously home football this year and how that impacts our playing budget next year, I don't think anyone knows yet, but it's not going to do us any favors, put it that way. So will we be as strong next season? Will we be able to, sign up the book? So we're coming towards the end of their contract. One man in particular who has a year left.
If
Who
he's not
knows? But
signed by next summer, that is terrifying for me.
well, I think you need to think he's had to be signed fairly sharpish because,
The Sharks will come second if they're not
well,
already.
people are obviously waiting to see whether he's like. I'd rather he was sold and we get some money from him than he walks for nothing at the end of next season. So, I don't know whether I think talks have started. I'm sure they have, but you don't want to lose him. You don't want them walking out the door for nothing next year. That's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a complete and utter disaster if that was the case. If we were to lose them to Dublin 24, that would be a serious kick in the balls, I think, for everyone.
Yeah.
It'd be a real sort of, I know there's over the years, there's probably not a lot we could deal with signings in terms of money coming in, and you might argue that there's nothing we could do about it, him going over there as well. But for all the way the club's built itself up, we've gone from middling around mid-table, have a stab at Europe, now that we should be qualifying, or at least should be outpacing one team with a bigger budget than us for it. And now back-to-back Europe, the cusp of going to the new stadium. I know that probably brings a bit of uncertainty for money for a couple of years, but I think if we lost the Voi next year, that would be a massive, massive setback in terms of where the club is at and where it wants to go.
Yeah, like it, other than on the field, I mean, it would just send out all the wrong signals, like, but listen, I don't even want to think about it. It's the truth. He's the one player I just love watching. I said we spoke about him till the cows come home in this podcast. I don't think there's a man alive who doesn't think he's an absolutely fantastic player. So, it'll probably test the club's mettle to see what can be done and, whether we can commit and whether he thinks we can, meet his ambitions and sign another deal. But there'll be some buzz going into the last couple of games of Daily Mount knowing that he was tied down for another couple of years,
Yeah, even if you got him on a 2-year deal, even you got a buyout clause somewhere in England put onto the deal, or anywhere outside Ireland, a buyout clause on it, and you can say, look, if someone comes in with that, you can go if you wish. You probably take it. You just really don't want to lose them to that sort of the talent, because it's happened before. But I don't know, I just feel like we should be in a different place now than where we have been over previous years in terms of finance and challenges.
Yeah, and there's probably a bit of uncertainty in talent as well. So I don't know whether that's the attractive place it was maybe, in previous years. We can definitely state our case against what's going on up there, So just wait and see, I suppose. But yeah, you're right in what you're saying. Like you don't want to be going into his final year and that uncertainty be there. As I said, he's either, shipping up and we're getting money from or he's gonna go for nothing. That's the reality of it. If we start next season and he hasn't signed a new deal, that would indicate he's gonna walk.
Yeah, because I know, look, we've had 2 good seasons. Last season was a bit of a, probably, well, I suppose when I say 2 good seasons, we were achieving our objective last year by the skin of our teeth, and it was of no great celebration that we got Europe through Rovers winning the double. This year has been
That
brilliant
speak for yourself. What was that?
for the Yeah, but this year, I mean, like, nobody wanted to go in. I know we all would have taken 100%. We're more care about what Bowes do than Rovers do. But I mean, in terms of objective complete, it was, but it was a a bit of a thorn on the side for the way it had happened. But this year, look, management, 8 out of 10 job, probably 9 out of 10 job, the way it's going. We've qualified for Europe, essentially. We got your 3 rounds in Europe. It's kind of, yeah, we had told everyone at that start of the season, we would have all bit the hands off. So it has been a very successful season. But you kind of wonder if that contract does not get signed at the end of the season and a bad season start, a bad start takes off the next year and we don't go well, he will definitely have one eye on, well, what am I doing here? Where's this going?
Yeah, let's not even think about it.
Yeah,
Let's
it
move
doesn't
on
bear
because
worth, doesn't
no, it
worth
doesn't
thinking about.
not after such a positive weekend. So a discussion for another day. But I can tell you one thing: if we go and lift up the cup in the Aviva in November, it'll make it a lot easier to re-sign it for next season. So
Yeah, I was just about to say, that would make a difference. We'll move on to what's next, Pete. There's a full fixture card of FAI Cup fixtures. I'll just go through the other three here first before and
yep.
who you think will progress. I know we share the Saturday afternoon with St. Patrick's Athletic on the television, but there is another couple of games on, I believe. Galway are
Rather.
playing Drogheda. I don't think we should fear anyone that comes out with that.
No, that's definitely the size of the draw you want. Just not getting ahead of ourselves here, but potentially you'd rather play the winner of that as opposed to Waterford potentially or Derry potentially. But yeah, I would fancy Galway to shade that. I fancy Waterford to get the job done, and I would probably fancy Derry at home in the other games.
Yeah, I'll probably go to there. I think Galway might nip it, although it could be a draw of the year again. Thought he's done it before. I'm not sure who would you want in the finals. If you, look, we're obviously speaking ahead, but I think if we were to get through, and it is a big ask to get through, no matter what you say about it. Derry, if you got Derry, Drogheda, or Derry, Galway, and Waterford, I'd nearly rather avoid Waterford and the Aviva than Derry, to be honest with you.
I would, yeah, like the cup we're talking about, potentially, going and doing something in the league. This cup is going to be a very hard cup to win as well. I know we probably got a little bit excited with Rovers getting knocked out, Shells getting knocked out earlier on, but you're gonna have to win three battle royals to get this over the line. You know what I mean? It's a huge ask.
Yeah.
And even a win on Saturday, you still have loads and loads and loads to do. You've a potential away semi-final in Derry or Waterford, and then a final. So, it's a long way from being for to start putting the champagne on ice. There's a really, really, really tough game to come Saturday, and as I said, another couple of serious games then beyond that.
Yeah, I know everyone's saying the winner of the cup will come out of that on Saturday, but you're only one Derry
No, I
away
don't
and
necessarily.
Waterford
Would you
away.
trust Pats to go to Derry, or would you trust Pats to go to Waterford, or
Pat's lost the semi-final last
and
year in Cork.
that's it.
They
That's
got
it.
hammered. They got beaten
So
3-0.
yeah. So yeah, let's just get through Saturday first of all, and we'll see. You'd imagine there might be one shock out of the other ones, but no, there wouldn't be
Could
any
be
shocks to see
Sligo.
any of them come out of the.
Yeah, I think Sligo could be the shock. You just don't know. It's a cup game. There's no real pressure for Jeopardy for Sligo there. It's probably a bit more pressure on Waterford. They're safe now. They'll probably have a bit of a one eye on the cup thing. But I
Yeah.
think Sligo can initially just say, well, what happens, happens here. We don't have to fear. We don't have to come over here and hold in and try to get a point. We'll just go out and see if we go through. We go through. If we don't, we don't. I wouldn't be surprised if you've seen Sligo nick something. I still do think Waterford will go through. But if there's going to be one that goes astray, I think, could be Sligo, but they might get over the line there. And that would really open up things if we could manage to get them in the
Waterford look to
semi-final.
be a serious side now. Like, I mean, they probably won't finish too many points beyond fourth spot when
If
all
they
is
don't
said and
catch it.
done. Yeah, they've been really, really good, and won, I'm not going to say with ease, and by all reports last week was very, very comfortable in Inchicore. The game just fizzled out. Waterford managed it perfectly. So yeah, maybe our 3 or 4 nil defeat down there is looking like a good result now.
Finished up 3-2 in the end, yeah. I think Waterford are definitely looking upwards. They're 32 points, they're 8 points off Dundalk. Probably not enough road left to maybe catch them, but
No.
They're only 3 points
Very,
behind
very
Wales.
impressive since he's come in, Duncocking. Like, some of the results have been absolutely fantastic. Like, beating ourselves, beating Pats. Oh, they drew with Pats, I think, beat Shells. So,
And they beat Pats last week.
yeah. Yeah, I think down there as well, Pats got a late equaliser, didn't they, on
That's
Friday
right,
night?
yeah, that's the ring of the
Yeah.
bell for sure, yeah. So look, they certainly won't be any task, but I think more importantly, we have a bigger one ahead of us than any of them have against each other.
Yeah,
There in
absolutely.
Inchicore, there does seem to be a bit of a Bohemian flooding into the Cammock over from that riverside, but I don't know what he wanted last Friday, Pete. I didn't know if he wanted Bowes to get a draw, Pats a win, and maybe us get a bounce back, or Pats a win and us both win and see what happens. And Pats obviously lose, and you're kind of bitten me. Could they fucking
But
have a
you,
bounce back now?
I think Pats have all quality. Like, we know that, and they've got a decent defense. They've got Joe Redmond there. But they just seem a little bit fragile when things aren't going wrong. Like, I think they doubt themselves as well. And you can see even the way they started the game against Rovers. They're also afraid of Rovers. And, they went 2-0 down. It's like when they'd nothing to lose, then they had a right go at Rovers, and Rovers obviously collapsed. But I think if we get at them, and we get in their face, and we really, turn up, we can definitely do something down there on Saturday. Like, it's not an intimidating place to go. The noise doesn't seem to stay in the place. And saying all that, we haven't played well there recently, but I think we're a different team now than we are. We have been going there on previous visits, and I think they'll be nervous, they'll be tetchy, and if we go at them, I think we can get some joy. Huge pressure on them. Kenny's under serious pressure to win something there. So we go there, we do our stuff. And famous Bohemian language, it's fucking there for us.
Absolutely, and from what I gather, Max Maddie will be out with the game still. Raul Palmer, I think, came back to full training this week, or Amal Palmer. He's a really quality player that makes a difference.
He's brilliant. He's
So,
fantastic. Yeah. Wouldn't
can't
like to
seem to
see
stay
him on the
fit with him.
pitch.
You
Yeah.
can't stay fit. He's been out for a few weeks. You just wonder, will he start? Will he only have that role off the bench to monitor and make a difference? Which he most certainly will. Keane Levy seems he's going to be out this week. I hear that James Brown's actually potentially going to be playing. I think he's probably possibly in contention. I'm not sure that was just Chinese whispers,
Levy's in
but
contention, is he?
no, Levy is apparently gone. He won't make it. A hamstring is that's a huge loss. But James Brown is supposedly possibly going to make it after going off injured in that game a couple of weeks ago. So, they are missing a few key players, and as good as Gift Forrest there is, and every Bowes fan probably is a bit of a soft spot from somewhere deep down inside. He's not the player he was in that 2021 Cup final or even a couple of years ago. He's not a really midfield general. He's that sort of luxury number 10 or number 6 with its great looking on the football and great on the eye. But I think we just have to really get at him in midfield. I think that's Nigel Forrest and the boy.
You'd wonder would he start that young fella Sheridan, like that they're absolutely raving about him from top to bottom. Apparently, when he came on the Rovers game, he
Yeah,
was
watching
out
he
of
did
this
run
world.
amok.
So you'd wonder would they start him. Jamie Lennon always seems to play well against us. He's a good player. He's tough. But I'll never forget the first cup final we played against Pats, and my mindset was we're going to beat them. We'd won a couple of games in the Aviva Cove, and we're in a bar in Luxembourg talking to the Saint, our Pats friend, and he was just asking me, how do you think the cup final will go? And I just looked at him and I said, we will beat you. It was out the gate on Sunday. I'm just so convinced we would beat Pats, and I was telling anyone that would listen, we'd beat Pats, and Keith Long would win the cup.
She was suspended for.
Yeah, we were suspended sitting up in the gantry, but I learned my lesson after that. Like, just never ever fancy us against Pats. But I do have a good feeling about the weekend. It's hard not to after Friday night,
Yeah, the
no team
tail's
like Bowes
wagging.
being about down third.
I think the players' tails are wagging. Pats are probably maybe looking at this could all blow up in our face Saturday afternoon, as it has done a million times before. I know Pats think beat us 3 times in a row in the cup now, 2023 final, 2021 final, and they beat us 4-2 in Jeez, that could have been 2013, 14, 15, all the years
Yeah,
rolling
I think
for
we went 1-0 up in that game. Yeah, we did beat them in the Setanta Cup final.
one. 2010. So I think we kind of owe them one, don't we, in a roundabout way at fucking some stage.
Yeah, they beat us in a semi-final replay in Inchicore as well. I think it was 2003, maybe. 4-3, that was an unbelievable game. Robbie Doyle scored for Bowes. Thomas Heary got an absolute cracker, from what I can remember. But we were on the wrong side of that, and we were on the wrong side of a couple in the 90s as well against them. So they definitely have the upper hand in cup games. But yeah, just so sweet to win on Saturday, wouldn't it? And go on our merry way back into town after the game and enjoy it and watch the draw then Sunday. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be a nail biter. But bring it on. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think Walters will be in goal. Power send him one of his fit. Hickey and Bo avoid Flores. Front three, I'd go Vaughan, Tierney. I'm not sure who'd put on the right. Maybe Parsons, he's coming to form.
Think Parsons is in the good books at the moment, isn't he? So I think
Yeah.
Parsons will probably start. Yeah, Tierney, the first name of the team sheet. And then does he
And
go with
DJT, I
DJT
think, will
or
obviously get the
Ollie
nod.
Whelan? I think DJT will start, yeah. I think he will. He's been a little bit better in the last few weeks, so yeah, I think the team probably picks itself. Probably one of the easier team selections he's had over the last couple of months.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll get a score off you quickly now, people. Did hope to have a guest on this week. They pulled out last second of a former player, so. We could definitely have one or two lined up in the next few weeks. So we have been had a few promises, but last season, Daly Mount, we are looking to get something going a couple of days before that Shells game. Probably in Fizz, we're probably likely to Bernard Shaw. Have to see about availability, and we'll have a bit of a story night in Daly Mount from possibly a few former players and maybe a former manager too. I know Roddy's been put back on the shelf. He's on over to Eastleigh. He's on the boat over, so he won't be over. But we'll have to get the old yellow pages out and ring an old manager somewhere along the way. But
I don't think I can listen to Roddy stories one more time. I think I've had enough of Roddy stories at this stage, as legendary as they are. But yeah, Pats was great last week. Well done, Pats. And yeah, we had a couple of pullouts this week, but we'll definitely have someone on the next few weeks. Especially if we win on Saturday, they'll be queuing up to get onto the podcast.
Yeah. So look, Pete,
Score prediction, sorry.
score prediction.
Score prediction. I'm gonna go with 1-0 Bows, and we skip out of Inchicore, skip out of the Camac, back into Inchicore and back into town then. But no, I have my way on tickets. Good lad sorting me out. I missed the online thing, but I have one in my pocket anyway, so he'll
Irish
sort it, yeah.
Freaker. I went in, went to buy a ticket. Went grand, went on, grand. Stand ticket. Happy days. Clicked on a checkout. Big red flashing screen. Oh, bollocks. Thought I was getting built without. Wouldn't let me buy it. Refreshed me, but it kept me in the link. Went on to the stand. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Double O bollocks. And then fucking went on to the shed end. There was tickets still there. I think the kids and students were sold out. I must have probably been one of the last 20 or 30 people to buy a ticket. I managed to get it somehow, but yeah, thank God I'll be. I know that it was high
Yeah,
in demand as it has been for anywhere over the years, but I'll be
I
there
was out,
myself.
so I was at the kids' training, so I was trying to do it on the phone at the same time. And once you go into that queue, you're goose, so I was in the queue. There's 100 people ahead of you, just kept waiting, waiting, waiting. And by the time got into the queue, then just everything was sold out. So, I think if you don't get in straight away, my experiences are you're fucked. But
Yeah.
that's the one of the first times I've missed out. That have been
Yeah,
trying
most.
and ready to go, you know.
Yeah, that's the old youth are a bit quicker than we are at these things.
Yeah,
And
I
always
think
have
the
those
laptop
moments.
is the way to go. Obviously, like if at all possible that you're there at the laptop and you have the code ready to go. It's like the Homer Simpson bird poking it into the phone, trying to, you know.
One letter at a time,
Yeah,
squeezing at the phone.
roaring at a fella beside me. Just clear me card number there with you. Come on, quick, quick.
All right, I'm gonna go big balls on the table, P. I'm gonna go 2-1. Balls will get one early in the first half. We'll get one early in the second half, or towards the end of the first half. And I think Pats will bring on a player or two, nick a goal, and we'll be all biting our fingernails off until the final whistle goes. Could see this going to extra time and penalties, but certainly not out of the option. But no, I'm gonna go 2-1. I think we're riding on a bit of a crest of a wave. There has been this comical bias, but you know, if you look at Pat's results when they're down, they really are out. There's no real great revival from them. They've gone on bad spells more so than we have over the course of the season.
Yeah, like the only thing about it is the cup game, I suppose, and they do have the quality there to hurt us if we're not at it, you know. So, but I'm confident that we will be there, and confident we will turn up. I think everyone knows how big the game is, and you know, if we can get that win, it'd be fantastic. Where's the pre-match points?
Not sure. I think it's not. They're going to hold off the beer until the final result. It could be a long day of wallowing. I think if we lose,
yeah, true.
Maybe fucking that Katie Taylor fight. I'll probably watch it at home, swinging out of a fucking tree or something like that. With a bit of luck, we'll all be in back in the Fisper house maybe by 7 or 8 o'clock, or in town somewhere, trying a few dodgy meals around.
I'll need to medicate before the match. My nerves will be gone, so I'll definitely be having a few bulmers beforehand to whet the appetite and kill those nerves. But yeah, nice time for the game as well, and it has the makings of one of those great Saturday afternoons watching bows.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, we're all McMillan back to Fisbury with a smile on their face. And again, thanks to sponsor McMillan's for once again being on board with us this week. And Pete, as we do every other week, come on the fucking bows.
She wore a bow as ribbon.